In theory, this is supposed to be a newscast.
No injuries were reported.
The stated hypothesis of which is that you will leave this world better informed. And the road to hell is paved with big science words. I don't understand what any of this is. Now, Rick Stacy and the Sunny Update.
It's all brought to you by Fox 35. So, you know this horrible story out of New York with the limo driver?
Yes. Dude.
The son of the owner of the limo company involved in the upstate New York deadly crash, Prestige Limousine, is in custody now. Superintendent George Beach says Numan Hussein knew the vehicle involved in the crash had failed an inspection just earlier.
The sole responsibility for that motor vehicle being on the road on Saturday rests with Numan Hussein.
So there you go. Police reportedly notified Prestige Limo and told them they weren't properly registered as well. The cars weren't registered, and then they had that problem that caused the crash.
I guess they were renting a bus originally, and the bus broke down on the way to pick up the group of people. And
yeah.
So the guy sent the limo, which he knew shouldn't be on the road. It failed two inspections. And the owner of the company, which I guess is his father, was in Pakistan at the time. He was there, who I guess is a co-owner, and so they arrested him.
So, I mean, I'm just guessing here. If I were to rent a car, right, and crash that into a bunch of people, does the like enterprise get, you know, or the rental car company get the boot from that? Or
it depends on if it was the vehicle's fault and the vehicle didn't pass inspection. If they knew, they can't give you a car that can't be deemed safe enough to be on the road. That would be the company's fault. And you can't do anything about the driver because the driver died.
Hey, don't you love our justice system? Anthony Weiner, remember him with the pics of his, you know what?
And, oh, yeah, he was sending his bing bong to underage girls or whatever.
Yeah, well, he got 21 years 21 as months. A sentence. You know when he's getting out?
21 months.
21 years.
He got 21
sentence
months.
Sentence to 21 years.
Yeah, you can't text your little Anthony Weiner to
look.
I did the
people.
Story the other day. It said 21 months. Really? Well, 21 years for underage?
That's what it says here.
Let me get a look at this.
You can murder people and get 4 years.
It doesn't matter. He's getting out after only 3 months. Because, you know, he's Anthony Weiner. He's a politician. Yep. He knows folks. Yeah, sentenced to 21 years behind bars in 2017. He pled guilty to transferring obscene material to minors, a charge related to an online sexual conversation he had with a 15-year-old specifically. So there you go. He's coming out.
Yeah, it says Anthony Weiner gets 21 months in prison in sexting case.
Yeah, maximum of 10 years.
Well, then let's get to the bottom of this. Who gave me the story?
He was supposed to do a maximum of 10 years. What? Because I missed the typo?
Well, first of all, nowhere near that part of the story does it have the word year in it anywhere. How did it change to year from month?
Oh, I typed it in there.
You must have.
Yeah, I must have. I guess I did. I typed it in there.
So you just arbitrarily out of nowhere
I'll
just change
like
this from month to year.
Yep.
Let's make Rick look like an idiot. This will be fun.
Yeah, that's my goal every morning. There's a bunch of them in there. You just don't see them.
You have to admit, the story was getting kind of boring. This made it way more interesting, so.
All right.
He was supposed to do 10 years. He did 21 months.
Yeah, well, I'm reading this next story. Just beware that
it might be wrong.
I could have changed it.
A new survey commissioned by Mucinex reveals that more than 158 million, could be 158, 63% of adults of our population, that could be 13%, 10, it might not be any of them, who try to hide being sick. What?
I said, this is fun.
Would try to hide being sick so they wouldn't have FOMO. What is that?
Fear of missing out.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You guys are going to the opera. Can I go?
People don't want to be sick because they think they're going to miss something if they're not everywhere at all times.
Oh, wow. Americans, 82% of them surveyed, or 14%, would agree that when they see people out and about when they're sick, they get upset. Wow. What, really?
I don't care.
Yeah, I don't give a...
If I'm really sick, I don't want to see anybody. I just want to be in my bed.
Mm. Yeah. All right. Two prescription drug pricing bills are in the books now. Well, it could be three. signing the bills into law yesterday. President Trump signed it. It's called the Patient Right to Know Drug Price Act. I'll tell you right now. My wife had to go to the emergency room for something minor the other day.
What's wrong with you two?
Yeah, what's up with you guys?
I don't know. It's the year of something wrong every 10 minutes. I don't know.
They're always in the hospital.
I've never been sick ever in my life. All of a sudden, I end up there like 5 times this year.
I'm starting to wonder if you guys are hypochondriacs. You just fart and you're like, oh, gosh, I better go get that checked out. I don't know what's going on.
Anyway, so he signed these two bills. Here he is.
It's the Know the Lowest Price Act of 2018 and the Patient Right to Know Drug Prices Act.
Yeah, because she went there. The bill mistakenly got sent to me. I guess they have to send it to you if you request it.
Yeah. Yeah.
$22,000. We were there an hour and 15 minutes. That wasn't our bill. That was the one they give to the insurance company.
Yeah.
And I told the lady, I go, you guys are just thieves. And you're making everybody think, oh, we got to donate to the hospitals. You know, they're very poor. Poor.
You know what it is? Every single person that walks in that room, I felt this when I gave birth to my son. Every person that walks in to check on you. Hey, how you doing? Hey, what do you need? Hey, the cha-ching, cha-ching. Every person that pokes their head and gets
the
paid.
The room for an hour and a half was $8,400. Uh-huh. And I was like, there wasn't even good TV in here.
What, you got liquid gold IV?
Nope. Crazy. I know.
Come on, you know, and they make you poop in a little pan.
All right. Like,
for the money I'm spending.
And finally, the biggest story of the morning, the hurricane. Hurricane Michael slammed ashore yesterday.
The dumbest thing I've ever done in 77 years is to stay through a hurricane.
Yeah, these people who decided they're going to stay. Do you remember them from, do we have the audio from yesterday?
The girls?
The girls. I know they said
they're a hoot.
Yeah, they said the storm was big.
Big one.
Yeah. Yeah, they're big ones.
It is a large one.
And we're rocking on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they hang on. I'm sure this is on somebody's roof right now. But a lot of people decided to stay. And now, of course, rescue services and first responders are going to have to spend time, saving the people who had a chance to get out.
And they're all drunk now.
Yeah. And there's two dead. And hopefully there won't be any more. But that's the tally so far. And they're mobilizing everything.
We've got food supplies, food chains. We're working with all of the states.
Now, was it like 600,000 people without power?
Right. Now we got a place to...
So I put up on our Facebook page how you can help after the hurricane. I know a lot of people were writing in and kind of asking what they can do. So if you want to either text to help, you know, every year they have a word you could text. I think it's the word disaster to 20222. It'll give a one-time donation of $10. You can also write a check to the Volunteer Florida Foundation. And then if you want to donate food to the Second Harvest Food Bank, it's on there how you can do that as well.
There you go. And finally, what I'm really surprised about so far, it's only been a few hours. By this time, during any hurricane, it gets political.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, we're in the era now where we blame the president because, you know, they hate to put half
Trump
the people.
Trump created the hurricane.
Yeah, remember that? The last one? The last hurricane, who blamed Trump said, oh, it's his fault.
Yep. I can't remember who.
Well,
it was funny.
So far, nothing has happened, but I'm waiting for it. I'm waiting for the first.
It's coming.
I think it's coming.
I told him a long time ago he should have put a wall up right at the sea by the panhandle, but he didn't listen.
Well, I expect at any moment, even on the Weather Channel, so far they've been behaving. Let's listen to the latest forecast and see what they have.
And now your totally unbiased Hurricane Michael forecast from the Weather Channel. According to the Democrats, Hurricane Michael is a perfect example of white male bullying, with its high Category 4 winds hitting the economically disadvantaged the most. Republicans, however, say Hurricane Michael is fake weather, blown out of proportion to panic the voters into thinking they need federal assistance. Democrats have responded to the angry, aggressive nature of Hurricane Michael by attempting to deny confirmation that Michael will be able to access dry land. And the Republicans are urging authorities to throw anybody who questions the power of Hurricane Michael in prison. This has been your totally unbiased Hurricane Michael forecast from the Weather Channel.
Well, so much for that. Rick Stacy.